Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Rolling.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up?
And we're your hosts, the Sloppy Boys.
Hello.
When you said rolling, it reminded me of Freddie Durst.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. I was listening to some Fred Durst. I was down at the gym pumping iron before, and I had that on my headphones. Full blast, full volume.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, help me. Somebody help me.
Spot me. Spot me.
I go to Gold's Gym. Tiny waist, big, you know, we all have big, broad shoulders, traps, buys, the whole thing.
Yeah. Remember when we all had memberships at Gold's Gym so we could use the parking structure? And then when we wanted to quit, we had to go through that rigmarole of like, hey, how come you're leaving, bro? Have a seat.
Yeah. I don't think so. We had a, where we were editing the Birthday Boy season one, it made more sense for us to get gym memberships because the parking would have been cheaper.
Yeah. than if we'd gotten parking through the building or whatever.
Yeah. Whoever figured that out.
But we all had to do the tour.
Of course, what happened? We all got shredded against our will.
Yeah. Yeah. And we ended up getting fully yoked.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Listen to this. I hate this. Listen, I'm going to run my hand down my stomach. I hate the sound. Washboard abdominals.
I'm just going to tap my own ass.
Ping. Oh my God.
Jeff.
I'm just going to flex my bicep right here.
Yep. So it paid off. Gold's Gym.
It worked.
There's a gym down the street from me I went to one time, and I hope to go again.
A gym?
Oh, yeah, yes. Dude.
Good.
I noticed you're looking kind of
swole?
Beefed up.
Oh, nice.
I for a second, I thought you were juiced, and I got worried about you.
Juicing? I don't think I would be... It'd be tough to go to a gym, I think, because I feel like that first time, it's that first time I'd be like, what's this? Where do I go? Just... Also, I'm not going to start lifting weights like that. That feels crazy to get down and me.
Yeah,
I'll
people
do. I'll do some pushups. I'll get a gym membership and do the push-ups.
Don't go to the gym and do pushups.
Do the push-up program.
You know, I've always said this. I would do a light, responsible round of steroids. If you ever see me get jacked one day, that's it, folks. You heard it here.
That's what happened.
I think you should
light,
do
responsible.
Like a Hugh Jackman round. Like right before the cameras roll, you do a light Jason Statham round of steroids.
I don't think those rounds are as light as you're thinking. I think that's pretty intense. But it'd be funny if you don't do any working out or don't adjust your diet at all. You just take the steroids and see what happens.
I bet it would work.
Guys, I've been working on a new impression, by the way.
Oh, shit.
Okay, great.
You brought up Jason Statham. It's Jason Statham at a nudist resort.
Great.
Mm-hmm. This is Jason Statham at a nudist resort. I've got... Hold on. Edit that out, Jeff.
So far, so good.
Well, he has to clear his throat sometimes.
Oh. Here we go.
I've got poison ivy on my cock.
Yeah.
Hey. That's what it would sound like.
Good.
That's what it would sound like.
You can't argue with that. I would love to poke holes in this, but the logic is airtight.
Can't be done. That's what he would sound like and what he would say.
Blimey.
They should clear the poison ivy out of a nudist colony. There's naked.
Well, he's an adventurous guy. He's probably going where he's not supposed to go.
Yeah, on the fringes.
He probably parked in a weird spot and had to walk through the woods.
Yeah, knowing him. Yeah, so go to the gym, do the steroids, Jeff. Let's see how that goes. Record some of it so we can use it on the pod here.
Oh, great. Yeah. Course.
And in the meantime,
yeah,
the words bip bip come to mind.
Wonder what that could be.
Booze news, hit it.
Ooh.
Hey.
Oh
yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm watching Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
Back in 99.
I like those whoop whoop whoops.
Yeah. Say news there?
Wait.
He said bass.
Oh.
It's news, you main feed fox.
Gracie Films, my nice. Old alma mater.
Ooh, main feed fucks.
Main feed fucks. This is one of our Patreon subscribers calling you listeners out for not subbing. And that song, Smashing the Bass, was sent in by, you know him, you love him, Bedford Stuyvesant's number one beer boy, King Kang himself, the Kanger, Eric Kang.
Kanger. You know what I'd like to see? You said just said King Kang. If someone, you know, people can make modified video games these days, and those old video games are easy to do. Make a King Kang video game where he's throwing the barrels, maybe some kegs down the thing.
And make it playable. Fun. I want 10, 11 levels and a boss at the end.
Yeah. Yes. And make it easy.
And you know me, I'll be pumping quarters in there all day.
Yeah. It's hip, it's fresh, it's Noah's Arcade.
Wayne's World, Paramount That's Pictures, right. 1991?
Two? Ooh,
very
one
good.
Might be 2001.
Hey, Wayne's World reminds me of, you ever hear that thing about Lorne Michaels movie posters?
Yes, yeah. I think you told me about this.
I've seen
maybe even on this podcast, but say it again.
Oh, shit. Well,
you tell it the best.
There's like a rule that Lorne has where any movie and all of his comedy posters have to be in front of a bright blue sky with white puffy clouds. And if you see them all, it's true.
Yeah.
Wayne's World, Coneheads, Ladies sure. Man. I mean, even TV shows like the Detroiters poster.
Yeah, wow.
The only one that doesn't, in my mind, is Night at the Roxbury because it wouldn't make any sense.
What about like Portlandia? I bet they probably had some.
Ooh, is that Lorne?
I believe it is.
Of course it's Lorne.
Yeah, right.
But still pretty neat.
Yeah, that's pretty kind of a cool neat. Kind of a, it's one of those facts.
Pretty cool concept.
You know, a lot of them, it's just like top to bottom, just a blue sky with white clouds, Tommy Boy.
And you could find the logic in Coneheads. You're like, they're aliens from space. Let's show the sky. But there's no reason that Wayne's World, a couple of basement buddies, should have clouds behind them.
I wonder, do just reach new heights. They leave the basement and reach new heights.
That's true. Can you edit out that terrible thing I said about Wayne's World not being outside?
But keep mine in, just me saying, but they reach new heights.
Sure.
How much are we going to chop up this episode, Jeff? Are you really going to get in there and gloss it up for us?
Oh, yeah.
Give it to Kanger and see what he can do. My God.
Here's what you do. Bring in some voice actors to redub me and Mike's parts.
Hey, what if we did that? What if we just brought in some voice actors? What if we're voice actors now? The audience doesn't know.
No, what if you got, like, for me, a guy's like, hey, I'm Rick Hollywood, and I'm
no,
I
you get
this
somebody.
This drink is an order again.
You get like Patrick Stewart and Ian McKellen to do it.
Oh, yeah.
He lend it some gravitas.
Non-shell ooze news.
It's
It's an order again.
Bane?
Oh, what if we, I mean.
It's appointment only.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah, and that's good.
And I've got poison ivy on my cock.
So he's not going to chime in about.
No, he's mostly pushing the buttons, but he's doing it at.
He's nudist. Still at the nudist place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Folks, if you got a booze news theme, send it to the Sloppy Boys Podcast at gmail.com. Here's what I wanted to talk about on booze news today is I'm still, tracking the drinks of the summer. And we're getting toward those beloved dog days we always talk about.
Yeah, we love them so much.
So I wanted to, for us, people say dog days, but for us it's dog days, D-A-W-G.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And days, should we do the D-A-Z-E or is that too much?
No, that's fine. Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it.
let's do that too.
I've got some more candidates that have been elected or submitted by different sources as possible drinks of the summer.
Did somebody say candidates?
Yes, Bill, I did. I actually voted for your wife in 2016.
Oh, I used to be one myself.
Yeah, we remember.
Yeah. Gotta go.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
We should have had him back on when we did the cigar episode.
I know. The blowout cigar episode.
That was a good one.
I did a little sniffing around the internet, and I found some articles about, cocktail websites and such, saying what they thought some of the drinks of are shaping up to be 2021's big drink. Mm-hmm. So I thought I'd run them by you guys and see if they get the big thumbs up. Or the small pinky down.
Sure.
First was Punch, a website.
No.
Nope. No. Wait. Not the drink Punch. The website Punch. This is a very cool cocktail website.
Okay. My bad. I jumped on that too early. I will.
It's .com, right?
Punch.com. Sometimes celebrity bartender Jack Schramm writes for Punch.
Hey.
Oh, they know their shit. They get into the fancy stuff that is going to fly right over our little heads, pretty little heads, but little nonetheless. And they had an article about wine. And because last few years you got your natural wines, your orange wines, your skin
orange wines,
and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So they had a list of the wines that are big this summer. And, a lot of them, I didn't know them cause I'm not much of a vino virtuoso, but one that rang true to me that I've been seeing, and then it was on their list, chillable reds.
Reds. I've never had. I've been chilling reds for years, though. I don't like warm wine, and I don't like.
I don't know that you can just chill any red, Mike. I think you have to only chill.
Guess what? I'm doing it.
Oh no! Not the 56 Bordeaux.
Cubes. I put cubes in it.
I put cubes. Well, that's not how you do it, Mike.
Well, I don't think. Sorry, Jeff. Have you chilled? Had the chillable red?
No. Well, I had a sparkling red the other day, and I can't remember if it was cold or not.
It would have been if it was sparkling. It better be cold. That's kind of weird.
No, I mean, I had a red the other day, and it was sparkling and cold.
Freezing. It was an ice cube.
I made a joke once, and I'm going to make it again here because I'm being recorded, and it could be great to have a little humor. I said to Jessica, I said, the only unchillable red is the dad from that 70s show.
That's fucking true. Crazy,
you're right.
That's fucking right on, man.
Right fucking on, man. Right. I hear you, brother.
I hear you, brother.
Jesus, I hear that, man. That fucking guy, man, the way he... treated Eric.
He yells at Foreman.
He loves him, but geez, lighten up, man. Fucking A.
He is chill though. He's kind of laid back. He's just mean.
No.
I guess.
He's not.
He doesn't care about anything. Everyone's like, hey, Red. And he's like, don't bother me.
Yeah, he's got zero chill.
Well, slopheads, I feel like I've been seeing this on more menus and I've had a couple and I like them. A nice cold red wine. They're a little bit, it's not just any red wine. It's kind of these kind of light, bright reds, and it's nice on a patio.
They look like Hawaiian punch.
Yeah.
Is it, you know, wine, we all know, wine is for the fall. Wine is a fall and winter drink.
Based on what, Michael?
Based on how when everyone drinks it. No one is buying a bottle of wine in the summer. Between the May and August, you don't see anyone buying wine.
Guy, we should reach out to his website and let them know they're embarrassing themselves with this wines article.
This is bad stuff. Are these Chillable Reds something that like is a brand? Like, is it like?
No, it's a genre. And what's funny is I've seen Chillable Red. Like, I first saw it on a box of what's that brand of box wine you always see?
Franzia.
Franzia has a Chillable Red. I think that was the first time that I saw it, but now. Now it's all the kind of like your
everyone's
your,
getting in on
your
it.
NorCal kind of hip natural vineyards are doing the Chillable Reds a lot. I like it because I like a nice drinker. I want to eat a lot of spaghetti and have 10 glasses of wine. So I like a nice light red.
Tim, I wonder what my friend Miles would say about a Chillable Red wine.
Sideways. I want to say the studio, but I don't. I think it was independent.
Fox Searchlight. He'd hate it.
No, he hates Merlot. He'd like Chillable Red.
Put it on the list
of things a fictional character would dislike. Okay, well, moving on.
Tim, I'm going to tell you right now, there's no wine's going to be the drink of the summer. Not this year.
That's what I'm saying.
But remember when like natural wine, like orange wines, the I guess they weren't the drink of the summer, but they were big in the summer.
Over White Claw? Over espressos?
No, White Claw kicked their ass. It was the same summer, but I guess a different clientele.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Next. Then I read a second article, and that second article was a roundup of bartenders' picks. Mike, do you have the hiccups?
I think I just had one.
Mike, you want to go take care of those hiccups and we'll start again?
Yep. I should be back in a few minutes.
We need to scare you. How do you scare Mike? The NASDAQ is plunging.
All right, I'm cured.
Okay. Well, the Washingtonian had a list of bartenders' picks. They talked to a bunch of bartenders. They said, what's shaping up to be the drink of the summer 2021?
They don't know.
They said they had a whole bunch of them, and here are the ones that sprung out to me. And I said, oh, I'm making a point. First was... Spritzes beyond the Aperol spritz. Different Amaros, different base sparkling wines, making your own fancy spritz. And I had dinner at Italy in Century City, and I was in a spritzy mood, and they had their fancy house spritz, and it had some weird Amaro in it, and I loved it.
Oh, I bet anything could be a spritz.
Yeah.
creme de cassis spritz.
MGD spritz.
What if we do a sketch and people are bringing in different things, asking you if it's a spritz, you know, this old boot spritz.
I'd love to be in it, but I've got poison ivy on my cock.
Oh, boy.
You wouldn't be in a little comedy sketch. You're a huge A-list actor.
No.
Now you're a singer.
Now he sings. His singing voice is different.
Okay. And then finally, from that same list, this one raised my little eyebrow. Communal tower cocktails. And they made a very good point, which is people are out and they're out in groups and we can share things again with our friendies. That had already, you know, we're drinking our giant Moscow mules over at Tam O'Shanter sometimes. I've seen, you know, like sports bars will have those big beer towers with the spouts on the bottom.
Those
now that's been going on with cocktails. And I'm also seeing kind of some shareable bowls. I was in Santa Monica the other day, and I walked past...
what are you, traveling all over L.A. County? My God.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, I took a... actually flew there, which was kind of weird. I walked past...
Yeah, the way you drive, I'm sure you did fly.
The Georgian Hotel. Everyone was having brunch out on the street. I said, this is a nice vibe. I looked on the tables... All these big brunch tables, they were having mimosas, right? But I know you guys don't like mimosas, so cool down for 1 second. I'll tell you
I like them.
Your Zoom cameras just got all steamed up.
I hate them.
No, they're good.
What they were doing, this is a fun communal thing. You know those champagne like pedestals that stands next to your table? It's like a big silver trophy that holds the champagne. Yeah. The champagne bottle was next to the table in one of those. And then on the table... a lineup of carafes of all the juices. Orange juice, peach for Bellinis, cranberry juice, 10 juices,
that's
and then your
cool.
own bottle, and then everyone had a different mimosa going on.
Wow. That's kind of cool.
Interesting.
It's not as fun as the big tower that we all get to drink and work on cooperatively.
Yeah. Yeah. Because then there's an accomplishment of like, we cashed the tower, dude.
Yeah. And you smash
fucking
it on the ground.
It, man.
And you sort of all, you all sort of sit around and just slowly sip on that thing. It's almost like a hookah mentality.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Two problems I have with this. This isn't necessarily this communal cocktail thing. It's not pointing to like a specific cocktail. It's just like a style of drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's disqualified.
Right. Secondly, you know, yes, we're all out of COVID and we're out there and we're sharing drinks and food. And oh, we haven't read any articles about the Delta variant at all, apparently. Yeah. I haven't left my house in a month.
In a month. So like a month ago, you were out all over the place.
Oh, crazy. Yeah. I was drinking everybody's drinks.
The 10 minutes between your second shot and the Delta variant.
Right back home.
Well, those are the candidates, and I don't think any of these are the keepers. Fancy spritzes, chillable reds, tower cocktails, they're all fun. Yeah. I love a tiki bowl. If anyone out there ever wants to split a bowl, I'll get in on that.
What, man? You say that to the wrong crowd, Tim.
You're type of a
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, careful, yeah, Tim. Yeah. And so careful. Wait, what's a bowl besides a scorpion bowl? That's the only bowl I've ever heard of.
The scorpion bowl is the main one, and then like based off of that same bowl that has the little volcano in the middle, you can put any drink you want in there. I've just seen a painkiller bowl.
You'll probably find a Swedish fish in there, maybe.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That's kind of fun.
I'd like to do a drink where we've talked about chilling the Sour Patch Kids. Those are your ice cubes.
Chillable kids.
Chillable kids.
I'd do it.
You did.
Well, is that it for Booze News?
Wrap it up.
I forgot about that. Yahoo!
I love it.
That's pretty good. Pretty good. Well, we better get into some business here. Now, we remember a couple episodes ago, we covered the Sex on the Beach. Yes, we remember. We're all remembering.
Fondly. Total recall.
So the drink we're doing today, it all started there. That drink was made of a combo of two other drinks, the Cape Codder, and today's luxurious libation... The Fuzzy Navel.
Oh,
the
shit.
Fuzzy Navel. And Fuzzy, of course, we'll get into what it's made of in just a little bit. So it was invented by a person
named... real quick, what's this? You said a little bit, remind me of someone going, little bit. Is that like a
little bit?
That
little
is bit like De Niro, award-winning actor. Yes, like De Niro, a guy who plays like De Niro.
A guy who, no, but De Niro, what movie?
A little bit.
I don't know, every movie.
if I meet him, I'll be like, hey, Bob, do you act like that in every movie? And he goes, a little bit.
Yeah, he's even doing it now.
I'm going to, we should all just guess and the internet will tell us when this episode comes out. I'm saying Meet the Parents.
Ooh.
I'm going to say analyze this. I do think it's the comedy De Niro.
Oh, I'm thinking it's Deer Hunter. Can I please get back to what I was doing?
Yes. Yes. Sorry. Fuzzy Navel. Hit it.
Fuzzy Navel. Okay. We're in the year 1984, which is, as we've talked about, same year as... Wait, when did Cape Codder come out?
87. 84 is a little more Orwellian, if you ask me.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Well, also Sex on the Beach was also like a... it's all this era, this time we've talked about where the cocktails are... Kind of bad with dumb names.
Yeah. Oh, and I apologize. Sex on the Beach was 87. Cape Codder was launched in the 40s, but didn't catch on until the 80s. Continue.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yes. Yes. So National Distillers, the company, launched De Kuyper Original Peachtree. I think you guys used De Kuyper for your...
Love De Kuyper.
So they had a peach-flavored schnapps that sold in the United States, inspired by the screwdriver. The Peachtree and orange juice was quickly popularized across the country, particularly among women seeking a sweeter, low-calorie vodka alternative. So the peach schnapps is a little less intense, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, sweeter for sure. Low-calorie, I doubt that. But that is fascinating that it's because...
It's an alternative to a screwdriver. That's not how
Jeff,
I think
you
of
have
it.
DeKuyper, right? I have DeKuyper, Peachtree, this exact.
I got that very same stuff.
So this is the whole cocktail exists because of this very spirit.
You're doing the thing here. I got Lloyd's. So National Distillers, the DeKuyper Schnapps came out and they wanted to, same thing that they always do. They put it out there that they wanted like a drink for this. And the Fuzzy Navel came out. It was a guy who named, it was named Ray Foley. He was in New Jersey. He's been working. He worked in New Jersey forever, restaurants, bars, and that stuff. And he put very simple drink, peach schnapps and orange juice together. And folks, there you have it. It's the Fuzzy Navel. And he was Ray Foley guy.
Mm-hmm. Hmm? Go ahead. Was he a bartender or was he like, did he work for DeKuyper?
He was a bartender.
Oh, good.
Good.
And he wrote Bartender for Dummies, as well as starting Bartender Magazine and Bartender.com. So Jesus. He's like,
so this reminds me almost more of the Irish Car Bomb, where it wasn't created by the company, but when like Bailey's came to America, so an American bartender was using Bailey's in his drink. So this is sort of like DeKuyper launches this thing, and Foley says, "I gotta fucking do something here."
And it's like it's not maybe I was wrong. I don't think DeKuyper put the word out like. They did for the screw. Whoever came up with the screwdriver being like,
"Yeah,
put the product out." But I remember the Sex on the Beach was like having a contest for it.
Yeah, yeah.
So we got Ray Foley and Ray's wife and business partner Jacqueline, also a for 30 years server, bartender, and she also is a writer editor for Bartender Magazine and the author of the Pink Drink Book, Girls Night, and Skinny Cocktails. And I found this kind of cool. She is a graduate of the Absolute Academy in Sweden, which I looked up is just like you go to the Absolute headquarters and like do all things Absolute vodka, whatever that means.
We should do that.
She's a graduate of that and also a Kentucky Colonel. Do you know what that is?
No.
Like a Kentucky Fried Chicken?
A Kentucky Colonel is if you, it's a like, hold on, let me read off just the thing off the internet. Becoming a Kentucky colonel is recognition with honorable title, granting letters patent to a civil officer's commission. That sounds kind of crazy, but it just means like you're recognized in the Kentucky for doing a specific thing or a cool thing or a notable thing. Hmm. So she is a Kentucky colonel.
So it's sort of a catch-all. Why,
and yeah, isn't Colonel Sanders is a fake colonel? Was he that type of colonel?
Probably. I wonder if that's what Elvis's manager was too.
Oh, Colonel Tom Parker.
Well, what else can I tell you? This is it. I'll tell you how to make it. It's very simple. I was gonna say simple and similar. So I came up with simple. It's very simple in that it's a 1-to-1 drink, which we love.
Love
yeah. And. Let me read what that...
See, you don't want to get ratioed on Twitter, but you do want to get ratioed when you make a drink.
Right? Yeah, you do. It's right. True.
So the ingredients, very simple. 3 ounces peach schnapps, 3 ounces orange juice, freshly squeezed. Of course, I don't think any of us have freshly squeezed orange juice,
but that would be
better. Steps, add the peach schnapps and orange juice to a highball glass over ice and stir briefly to combine. Garnish with an orange slice. I read one recipe that said don't even like mix it at all, but I think that's nuts.
Oh, okay.
I was poking around. Wait, where our recipe? This because we wanted to do the other one of the drinks that was involved in the Sex on the Beach. Mm-hmm. We are veering away from the IBA list.
Yeah.
Today, so this was liquor.com, right? I believe,
yes.
or different. Oh, yeah. When we were rooting around for that recipe, I did notice there are other recipes that have vodka in them. Cause I think that's called a hairy navel. Which
that's
is
a hairy navel. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I saw like some random websites putting vodka in their fuzzy navel. I like the simplicity of this 50-50 split, but it's going to be sweet.
Yeah. The hairy navel is basically what we have here, but just a splash of vodka as well.
Yeah.
So it's not, you're not really taking anything down. And a fizzy fuzzy navel is what we have here with some
club soda.
No, Champagne.
Okay.
Ooh, fizzy fuzzy for old Fezziwig.
Yeah.
Old Fezziwig.
I'm looking forward to this, and I'm looking forward to the alts especially.
I got a feeling this is going to be good.
Not me.
I think really? That the trend here with these 80s drinks, these are dark ages of cocktail history. Mm-hmm. All the fancy bartenders shit on these, but I think we're finding that if you make your little alterations, you can have a delicious drink. But if we follow this recipe, it's going to be kind of sweet.
Yeah.
I'm going letter of the law. I'm going to see how it goes too. For me.
Me too. Maybe I'll dick around on round two.
Nice. Well, shall we?
Yeah.
We shall.
Folks, we'll be right back.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
And we're back talking fuzzy navels.
Ooh, you are not going to believe this. I look at the back of my De Kuyper bottle of Peachtree Schnapps.
Oh, boy.
They've got a fuzzy navel recipe.
Whew. Mm-hmm.
It's got vodka in it.
Ah.
A lot of juice, too. One part peach tree, one part vodka, four parts juice. And usually the company is trying to force their own drink on you. This company is saying, go easy on this stuff. And a lot of juice and just a hint of this shit.
What was the drink with the Harvey Wallbanger where their little mascot was that dope? Looked like he's having a terrible time.
Frazzled.
I love that guy. He's miserable. He's banging into too many walls.
Well, shall we sip?
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
I made a nice tall one. Plenty of ice.
Ooh, yeah, baby.
Oh, my mama.
It's great if you like a fucking shitload of juice.
Yeah, if you like to have candy.
Yeah, that's a good juice.
I'm gonna call it right now and say that I'll shut my fat yapper and wait till this melts down a little bit. But right now, that is peachy candy.
Peachy juice.
Now, Mike, you love orange juice, even though you don't like mimosas. You're well on record for loving orange juice.
I love it.
How do you feel about, you don't feel like the peach schnapps kind of pollutes your beloved orange juice?
Well, yeah, I'm drinking a peach schnapps drink here, so I got to expect a little bit of peach flavor.
Yeah, but do you like it is my question.
I like it. I fucking love this. Crazy?
Yes. You idiot!
Now, see,
I'd like to see a peach schnapps in cranberry juice as my next go ahead.
Oh yeah!
Oh yes, yes.
I might do that for my round two.
Something to knock down the sweet. some crayon, some
crayon is kind
some
of tart. Yeah.
Even a little bit of lemon might help this a little bit.
How about what about a soda bubbled it up on top, or
a ton of soda?
You mentioned the wall banger. What if we get a little Galliano on top of this thing? I don't know. I don't Ooh. Care.
I made a little guy here because I think I did a 1.5 to 1.5 ounce, you know, a couple episodes ago, we had a story about me buying cigars. I didn't remember. I thought maybe it's time to pull it, but it's kind of rein it in a little bit, Handy Boy.
Yeah, dude, yeah, yeah.
They're having quite a summer over here. But yeah, this is the drink for me. And I'll tell you something. God, geez, we've been doing this for 4 in a row now. This is a brunch drink for sure.
Yeah.
All these juicers are real brunch. The juicers are brunchers.
The juicers are brunchers, Jack.
Put these out in Santa Monica in a big tower for a bunch of brunch folks.
It's funny. I'm sort of at a loss of what else to say about this thing. It's one flavor, strong peach and orange juice.
I was thinking of that too. The name is funny to me because Fuzzy Navel, you're trying to do a thing. You kind of have a joke name, but Fuzzy is like a peach, Navel like an orange. But you pick the dumbest part of an orange, the navel.
Come on. Honestly, Tim, I didn't even realize the navel was a reference to the orange. I thought they were just trying to be like sexy again.
Oh, they're trying to be sexy.
But you're right. You're correct.
Yeah, well, they succeeded on both ends.
But the combo, it's almost not worth mentioning the orange because the peach schnapps is so flavor packed that the juice is just a base. So it's like, just call this the fuzzy.
The fuzzy buzzy.
The fuzzy peach.
Now, would you say that the book, James and the Giant Peach, is a fuzzy novel?
Yes. I was working my way up to that point. I just couldn't spit it out.
I would say that too. I would say it.
Now, when we're talking to Kuiper, my little brain rewinds back to the days of Pucker. You guys ever had Pucker?
No, you've mentioned this before, and I can picture it, but I don't know if I've ever had it.
Sour apple, right? Green apple?
Yeah, I think there was more than one, but the main one was sour apple Pucker, and I think it was like bright green, like Jolly Rancher green, and I remember like the girls who didn't really drink in college were like, we like Pucker and Sprite, and it was sour, but they've since done away with the Pucker brand, I see. They still make all that stuff. They just don't call it that.
Even the sour apple one now is just called like De Kuiper apple schnapps or what?
Yep. And it says Pucker on it actually in really tiny font.
Pucker. By the way, we're Pucker. Hey, we used to be Pucker. We used to be.
I was walking down the liquor aisle and they were like, psst, it's us. I was like, you there?
Don't tell the clerk.
Yeah. Who's that?
Have we talked on the pod about that funny chicken package we saw that one time?
Chicken package?
There's a Foster Farms chicken, a package of chicken from the meat aisle in a grocery store. And we saw it and laughed because it said, hearts and gizzards, and then smaller print below, mainly gizzards. Hearts and gizzards, I got to be honest with you. I know I talked a big game about the hearts.
That was just to bring you in. I got to be honest here.
I like the assumption too that everyone's all revved up for hearts and then gizzards.
Gizzards.
Oh, but mostly gizzards.
This was like one heart and like 54 gizzards. What the fuck? De Kuiper, it's reminding me of Hiram Walker because remember we learned that that schnapps brand, Hiram Walker, which is the other one that you picture, that grew out of Canadian Club whiskey. Offshoot. Well, I'm looking at De Kuiper. This is like an old Dutch company from like the 1600s that made Dutch gin. And then by the 80s, they were like, hey, try our peach schnapps and put it in your fuzzy navel. Man,
that's funny. They both come from like, you know, the hard-earned good old days of cocktails. And then they really made a name for themselves doing fruity bullshit.
And then in the last 40 years, haven't like stayed with the times. So they're just like, if you're making a weird 80s drink, you got to buy from us. You must.
So this is the fuzzy navel, and Jeff, you were saying that was kind of a sexy thing. What? There's a slippery nipple. That's got to be around this time as well.
Oh,
yeah.
I forgot about that.
But that's a shot, I think. I don't think that's a mixed drink.
Is that like the blowjob shot?
That I don't know.
Oh, slippery nipple sounds... that's Irish cream, Absolut vodka, De Kuyper butterscotch, Kahlua coffee, and a Luxardo cherry.
Sheesh, that's a lot of stuff for a shot.
Sinful, that's a dessert.
Sorry, that's buttery nipple.
Oh, slippery nipple is Bailey's and Sambuca. A little simpler.
Oh my God.
Jeez, and it splits into two levels. That looks kind of fun. Anyway, there's a novelty shot here. Wikipedia said people also searched for, and one of them is called the duck fart.
I'm seeing it.
What's the duck fart?
It looks cool.
The duck fart is a layered shot with Kahlua, Bailey's, and whiskey.
But it's like it looks like a traffic light of like neon orange, cream, and brown.
I mean, it sounds delicious. Why did they call it a duck fart?
I wonder. It looks like a shotgun shell or something.
The car bomb originally had some Kahlua in it, and then they phased that out. Funny.
Oh, man. We're doing that duck fart shot sooner than later, I'll tell you.
Yeah,
duck
man.
Fart sounds like something the bully in an 80s movie is like, get out of my way, duck fart.
Oh, looks like the B-52 is the same thing. Or I don't know, it looks the same. That's coffee liqueur, Irish cream, and Grand Marnier.
This world is going on, and I haven't heard of these, like, but there's like the cock sucking cowboy, Bailey's and butterscotch.
Named after Jake Gyllenhaal and Heath Ledger. Yeah.
Yeah, it says here a broke back beverage. Okay. there's a whole, and then the slippery nipple, the blowjob, all this whole world. I'm sure this was all 1988 and a bunch of big dickhead bartenders be like, hey, if you call it that, then you got it. The girl got to say that when she order it.
I'm seeing some crazy shit on here. One called sex with an alligator. One called a squashed frog.
What's this one? Tim's got a little dinky Peter.
What the hell?
But David and Donna Kilpack has created that one. What the, my parents?
Man, look up squashed frog. It looks insane.
Squashed All right.
frog.
Just look it up.
Squashed.
Does it have squash frog in it?
Oh, that does look cool.
Oh, that looks great. It looks like Jell-O.
Oh, Tigger like this. It's got pomegranate syrup in it.
Oh, because it's pomegranate. It's got grenadine. And then, man, ooh. I've been wanting to do Midori. We haven't had that on the show yet. That electric green Midori melon liqueur.
A melon liqueur.
Oh, this looks frankly gross. and it's got all that with like Bailey's in it. Ugh.
It does look like there are like guts in there. That's kind of gross.
Yeah, and also my Google search gave me like just pictures of squashed frogs, and that's sad.
Oosh. It's too bad.
Yeah, hey, what are you guys looking at? Nothing. Why don't you have dinner with Piggy a little later? Maybe you should go now. Yeah, we're going to a fresh restaurant that serves chicken legs. Oh, God, I fucked that up. Frog legs.
Hey, they taste like chicken.
That's what I was thinking of. Oh, God.
Did I ever tell you guys I edited a video that the Muppets were in?
No. For, like, their sketch group?
their sketch that at UCB. No, this was, like a promotional video, and it was, like, a Q&A with Kermit and Piggy. Uh-huh. And I watched it with a keen eye because I was like, I want to see the Henson Studio stuff behind the scenes. I want to see between takes. I want to see the hand come out of the ass and have the guys talk. And they never did it.
Really?
Interesting.
They would make adjustments in character.
Yeah.
Like if they screwed up, they'd be like, you want to take that again, Piggy? It was nuts.
Really?
That's really funny.
And if they ever did like have to really adjust, the puppets would come down out of frame and then you'd hear some like normal voices murmuring. And then whenever they were on camera, they never broke character. It was very impressive.
The Elf, there's an Elf like blooper reel on YouTube that's like that. It's really weird to see him be like, okay, let's do this again. And he's like, nope, that was on me.
I love it.
Wow.
There, we have a friend who worked for some like Disney Mickey like 100th anniversary or something like that. And he was a writer for it. And when they were going through the like the tech rehearsal with Mickey there, the guy in the Mickey costume, mm-hmm. Mickey would never talk or it would stay in Mickey character even for the tech rehearsal. So the guy or lady who was in the suit, mm-hmm. like still would just like if it's taking too long, like looking at his watch and being like holding his head like, oh no.
Exhausting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, does Mickey ever talk?
Yeah,
no, but that's the thing. Like,
hey,
like
you, Minnie.
But in cartoon form, he does. But like, in the park, other characters get to talk.
Do like, they? I feel like those
the humans,
furry head
the humans
guys
do.
I guess the furry head mascots don't talk.
Yeah,
but
like you would think the person in there would pick up the head and every once in a while and be like, okay, sorry, what are we doing again?
Right, right. And they just never want any footage of that coming out ever.
Yeah, I guess.
They just have to protect the illusion so much. But, you know, the Marvel-y people, they have, and like the stormtroopers, they have to be like, move along. Like they get to talk. And it seems like they get to actually.
They get to say, move along.
It's not just canned phrases. It's not like a Toy Story. It's like, well, there's 12 things you're allowed to say in the park. It's like you can interact with them like you're a Disney princess. You get to like talk to people.
I wonder, that's weird because then they probably have to train you more where it's like, we're not just giving you a script, but we have to teach you what a stormtrooper would say.
Right. But guys, this isn't Podcast the Ride. What are we doing?
Oh, whoops.
Oh, yeah, right. Whoa. Let the
Wait,
experts
is it,
deal
is
with
it
that
the Star
stuff.
Wars
we'll
Minute?
Oh, I don't
know. Earlier in the show, did one of you guys mention peaches?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, big, plenty of
Probably
times.
We've all said the word peach at some point because we're talking about peach schnapps.
Ugh, why do you have to bring that up?
Oh, geez, I'm sorry, Tim. I'm terribly sorry.
Guys, I can't believe you would bring that topic up when you know that I was cut out of that one Justin Bieber song.
Right, Ooh. Right. He's got a new popular
peaches
song.
Peaches out in Georgia.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
you were cut out.
Peaches out in Georgia.
It's a great song. I'm not going to shit on it, but, you know, it's just a kind of a hard topic for me because.
Shit, I'm sorry.
Well, you guys, I think I told you guys about this, but I didn't tell everyone listening that. You know, it's such a cool song, and he kind of does that. He kind of, there's like a call and response vibe to the song, and he's kind of doing both sides of it. But you know, the original cut of the song was him and me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who is it? Who is it now?
Now it's just kind of Bieber echoing himself.
Oh,
but
okay.
Like
okay.
But originally, we just like got together in the studio, and I think I met him on the strip at one point. But he. We had a cool thing going, and then I got the axe. And then,
I remember this.
Yeah, and I was kind of sad.
You were really, you had good chemistry.
We it was record label bullshit.
When he told you you weren't on the thing anymore, on the track, was he nice about it, or was he like, you know, blow off bozo?
It was verbatim blow
Did
off
Did he say
bozo.
Blow off bozo?
Something that, hey, bozo, yeah, what's up? Blow off, why don't you? Yeah, so I don't know his off, exact words. But.
Blow off, you know, butt breath type thing.
Yeah, right. And to be fair, I do have butt breath, but I was like, whatever, dude. Anyway, I guess we talked so much about it, maybe we should play the original version of the song that where you can hear both me and Justin together.
Oh, you got your hands on it?
I mean, we didn't really talk about much of it. We could probably not do anything, but yeah, whatever
No,
you
we're
do.
Like...
Because it seemed like you didn't want to talk about it at all.
Well, you guys brought up peaches and now the floodgates are open.
True, true.
Okay. Here we go.
I got my peaches out in Georgia.
Hey, everyone.
I get my meat from California.
My name's Tim.
I took my chick up to the north, yeah.
Thanks for having me.
I get my light right from the source, yeah.
On a song.
And I see you.
Oh!
We are breathing you in.
Yo!
It's the texture of your skin.
That's right, Justin. My dude.
And I see you.
Hey!
Something like your touch.
Yeah! I think the song is going great.
Got my peaches out in Georgia.
Do you know my friends?
Get my weed from California.
Mike and Duds.
Took my chick up to the north, yeah.
We have a pod.
My light right on the source.
They're wonderful men.
Oh,
yeah, I see.
Oh,
man.
What a
I gave
Tim.
You guys a shout out. So that's
that would have been, thank you for that. That would have been huge for the promotion of this podcast. Jeez.
I know.
Getting a shout out on a Bieber song.
I can only imagine how disappointing that is because you can hear how excited you are right there in the studio. Like all the, hey, yeah, you can feel what an exciting energy it must have been.
You're amped up and it gets all of us amped up listening to it. I felt great.
I felt like I expressed my gratitude right then and there in the song.
Which is so important when you're working in the creative space.
you, when I listen to the radio, I rarely hear artists like express that, that they feel thankful that the song is, that they're in a studio.
Yeah. Well, a lot of it's like, look at me, look at what I've done, look at my the things I have.
Yeah.
And the men or women I've made love to.
And now listening to it, it's like, I'm just imagining all the podcasts that go unplugged on radio singles.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've almost never heard an artist mention a podcast during one of their songs.
It's a missed opportunity because, like, for example, you could be listening to, like, Doja Cat, and you could hear them mention Never Not Funny.
Right.
Right, 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 right.
You could be listening to DaBaby, and he could mention My Favorite Murder.
Yeah. Yep, or you're listening to Lil Nas X and he's saying, you know, call me by your questions for Lennon.
Yeah, I know. Perfect. That's what I'm talking about, Mike.
You know what I mean? Are you sure he shouldn't do like call her daddy? Because I could imagine.
Oh, yeah, that's probably better.
Or I don't know. It's
no, it's probably better. Plus, to promote that, if you're listening to it already on the Big Money Hustlers podcast tier, that's already taken care of.
There's no need to promote it, so you wouldn't bother.
We do all the promotion for that. We don't need Lil Nas or anybody to do that. Yeah, it's fully promoted.
And so all you artists out there, just back off. Let us promote our own pod.
We'll do our own thing for now.
Well, Tim, thanks for bringing that in, man.
That sucks. That sucks. It's weird.
I know that must have been hard.
Yeah. It's you know, you were, as Jeff said, so excited about it. He seemed a little excited too, because he was still like kind of singing or talking, whatever, under you. You know, you hear you doing your part.
Yeah. You know what it's you know that rookie actor move when someone mouths the words of the other actors? Uh-huh. I think that Justin, you know, God bless him, he's got a beautiful voice, but he's still kind of young.
Yeah.
You know, he's in his 20s.
Yeah.
And I think that he sort of like was muttering my words underneath me by saying, getting the words wrong.
Yeah, that's rookie move. And you would think maybe if that had been the final version, producer would kind of mess with the levels a little bit, pull him out completely.
You would think a lot of things.
You would think. But you also wouldn't think you'd record with somebody and then they just last minute ditch
easy
you.
Easy come, so. Easy go. It's all, that's life and that's how it goes. And pay it forward.
Yeah, pay it forward, pay it back to front.
Well, do you guys want to make one more of these and we'll see how we really feel?
Yeah, I'm going to do a vodka one.
I'm doing cranberry juice and peach schnapps.
No orange juice at all?
If I still have cranberry juice, this is going to be, who knows?
Cool. I'm going to do the De Kuyper label version.
Nice.
Love it.
Folks, we'll be back.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners, so there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Hey, we're back with our second round of Fuzzy Navels.
Nice.
I made the De Kuyper.
Me too. Let's do some sips here.
Mm.
Now, see, to me, that's more of a drink you get.
Yep.
That's a drink you order.
It's just something you order.
Yes. That's when I could feasibly drink, and maybe I'd even go less juice. But yeah, the vodka makes it a more of a thing.
This is just a modified screwdriver, basically.
Yeah.
I didn't have the cranberry juice I was talking about. I must have finished it off. I love it so much. But I did have another bottle of grapefruit soda. I put a little of that on top, a little floater. You can't really tell here on the screen. But
hey, from the Paloma. No, I see it. Juice.
Yeah. And let me try this.
Ooh, and that was good grapefruit soda, the Fever Tree.
That's okay. I'm really just getting the grapefruit soda because I didn't mix it, so it's all just at the top.
So what's your review of Fever Tree grapefruit soda?
Pretty good.
It's good, folks. Try it. Throw a little schnapps down below.
Well, I like the fade of the pink to the orange, so I didn't want to
mess with that.
When I was making this round, I stole a little sip of the peach schnapps. And I was like, what? It's so strong. I was like, what do you think this shit is made of? Because it's, we learned a few weeks ago, we were talking about the differences between schnapps and liqueurs. Mm. And Mike, you read out the definition and we learned like a liqueur is like some sweet spirit you made because you put in a bunch of like herbs or orange rinds or whatever. And you made your liqueur, but you fermented the stuff. A schnapps is like a neutral spirit that's flavored. So it could be like grain alcohol and then you add sugary flavor. But in this case, do you think there's anything natural in it? Like, do you think there's peach in this peach
concentrate? I bet you they squeeze a bunch of peaches and they boil out the juice and it's just like fucking concentrated.
I bet they squeeze a bunch of peaches. Oh, that's that shit. Ah. That's that in it.
Make tastes it like concentrate. Shit. Tastes
if they don't squeeze enough peaches, tastes like shit.
Maybe it's more like a digital peach flavor that they concocted in a lab.
That's my guess, is that De Kuyper is just a bunch of scientists with goggles and Bunsen burners.
I'll tell you what, this is pretty good. I'm now getting this thing mixed here.
Good. This too.
All right, well, let's get into our final thoughts and be done with this thing.
Yep.
Anybody want to start?
Well, a second round? No, you could never have a second round of this. This is insane. But order again in my life? Yeah, I with the vodka version, folks. So I guess maybe it's the hairy navel for me.
Yeah.
Because I would do the De Kuyper recipe, but I would do less juice and make it a little stiffer.
Yeah.
This is order again for me. I loved it. I loved the taste of it. Putting the grapefruit soda in it makes it even more of a brunch drink to me.
Yeah, I would order it again in my life. I don't see myself doing more than one of these at a brunch, although it's a good brunch drink. Mm-hmm. I might have more than one if you sparkle it up. You know, if I don't feel like I'm doing two big glasses of juice, if it feels like if it's got an Orangina-esque long drinkness to it.
Yeah.
How about this?
Yeah.
Here's this brainstorm just hit me. Peach, you're talking the dog days of summer. You're talking about sitting out on the porch on the steamy porch. A sweet Georgia peach is a beautiful thing, mm-hmm. and it's summery. But so what about some fucking bourbon instead of vodka?
Hey,
maybe orange juice is wrong here, but is there a cocktail that's like?
That's real Southern.
Whiskey and peach schnapps. Even just that on the rocks sounds like something.
That's pretty good.
Maybe a little Peychaud's bitters. Did I just do it?
I think you came up with something there, T, because
it's like a summer old fashioned.
It is like a summer old fashioned.
Mark the date so then when podcasts in the future are doing the whatever drink you decide to call this, they will know this is the date this happened. We don't have other stories.
We know the date. I guess the guy who invented it, he was like some reject from a Bieber song.
Yeah, he failed at a Bieber song and made hundreds of millions on a drink.
Tim, that could be good as hell, dude, especially if you don't go crazy with the peach schnapps.
No.
You know?
2 ounces of bourbon, like three quarters of an ounce of schnapps, 2 dashes of Peychaud's bitters, and 1 big ice cube. Oh, yeah. Timmy.
Oh, that sounds good.
Try that out. I want to see that.
Because the schnapps kind of replaces the simple syrup in a old fashioned. And the sort of residual cocktail syrup you get, Luxardo syrup you get off that cherry too.
Yes.
Nice. Nice. Well, you've done it. You've done it. We've done it. Tim, I've been looking at it all episode here. What is that shirt you got on there?
Oh, thank you. Actually, you didn't say you liked it.
So no, I said, what? What is it?
What is
Please
it?
Please identify. Well, thank so you for your interest. See it. Jimmy Buffett. This,
I see a little parrot there. Your microphone's in the way. That's why I couldn't see it.
It's the Coral Reefer Band. I bought the. Here's the problem. I bought this shirt straight Depop. From. This is not Depop. This was from Jimmy Buffett's Instagram. I saw the picture and he was like, "We finally released the '82 tour shirt," and I was like, "I gotta own that."
Oh, cool.
Then it comes. It's got fake distressing on it.
I know you hate that. Tim hates that.
I hate that.
I hate that. It looks. I mean, let me distress. I want to earn all those scars.
Yeah. Too blessed to be distressed.
I remember, Tim, was it you who twice bought a Wally World shirt only to return it after you found out it was fake distressed?
Yes, because I had one.
All fake distressed.
I had one that was on like an American Apparel style, like that kind of slimmer cut t-shirt, but it was distressed. So then I bought a different one and then it was not distressed, but it was on a beefy tee.
Well, you love beefy tees.
I own a lot of BPTs, but
you just don't like
they're never top of the pile.
Well, I'm too sweaty. I want a thin shirt. I can't be wearing these BPTs all the time.
See, you have that. Wear your BPTs in the fall. Drink some wine. For now, enjoy this fuzzy navel, and that's it.
There you go.
Folks, that's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. Also, be sure to check out our Patreon, where subscribers can unlock The Sloppy Boys Blowout, our weekly bonus episode, as well as the brand new Big Money Hustlers tier. That's all on patreon.com/TheSloppyBoys.
A lot of great stuff popping up over there.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's like Slop Central. If you're into us, that's where you got to be.
Yeah. And if you're not,
and if you hate us, steer clear because that's no good.
No, I say join up and give it a chance.
That's true. The questions for Lennon. You can love that podcast and be a big money hustler, and you hate the Sloppy Boys.
True.
Thanks for listening, folks. We'll see you next week.
Enjoy the dog days of summer.
And bartender will have 3 shots duck fart. Oh,